Whenever we get to this first week of Lent and I start thinking about it, I'm kind of taken back to my earlier years. One of the, well, not the first job that I had, but probably the one I enjoyed the most, was for 6 summers, I was able to work at SBRF Scout Ranch. And the first couple of years that I did that, there was our camp director. It was a gentleman named Bob Hammack, who turned out to, you know, at the time I didn't realize it, but he would be one of the most important people in my life, or one of the people I learned the most from. And a lot of it was how to deal with people and how to work with people. And like I said, at the time I didn't really recognize it, but, you know, for a 15 or a 16-year-old kid, to see the guy who's supposed to be in charge of everything jump on the back of a truck with you and go out and, you know, go from campsite to campsite, putting out cots and tents and all these things for the people who would be coming in. Or to see that there was absolutely nothing that he would ask us to do that he was not willing to do himself. I think, you know, and at the time I didn't quite realize it, and after many, many years, and this was well before, brothers and sisters, I was anywhere near serious to my faith. And it wasn't until about 10 years later, when I got to know Bob as an adult rather than the boss, that in speaking with him, you know, and this was about the time that I was in the process of converting to the Catholic faith myself, you know, I'd ask him and I said, you know, I really appreciated the way you do, you know, that you do that, you know, the way that you helped us, especially for those of us who were new to camp staff and those who were learning what it meant to do all these type of things. And he kind of laughed and giggled and said to me, well, I was just taking a page out of the boss's book. You know, I didn't realize that he was a very devout man. And basically, you know, he said, we can even see, and he pointed it out to me, you know, that in today's gospel, he basically said, you know, Jesus has never asked us to do anything that he wasn't willing to do himself. Because he did allow the devil to tempt him in today's reading. You know, and I think that's kind of a neat thing that we can see, that God knew us well enough that he was willing to say, okay, I know what you're going to be challenged with, and I'll show you how to get through it. And when we think about the three temptations that Christ went through today, you know, we can kind of see a pattern. And really, you know, God knows us well enough that he knew where we would be challenged, and he kind of stepped up right at the beginning of his own ministry and showed us what those things would be. You know, of course, this first temptation of Christ, you know, that we hear, you know, the devil tempting Christ with, you know, is the idea that, you know, we can take those gifts that God gives us and use them only for ourselves. You know, that first temptation that, you know, asks God to turn these, all these rocks into stones so that you can eat. You know, it's a way of saying that one of the things we're going to be tempted to do is think that we can do it all of it by ourselves. You know, that second temptation, you know, the one about jump off this parapet and the angels will save you. You know, really, I think what that temptation is kind of one of those, in the way that the devil responded to Jesus, is one of those things that each and every one of us can be tempted with. And that's that in our relationship with God, that we're going to start putting conditions on him. You know, God, if I'm going to be your follower, if I'm going to do everything that you want me to do, you must do something for me. If you really want me to be your follower, I'm going to jump off this cliff and you're going to save me, or else I'm not going to follow you. You know, I mean, that's kind of, it sounds like an odd temptation, but I mean, it's something that I think. And I know, I can be honest, you know, early on in my faith life, that was one of those things. You know, we try to put those conditions on God. You know, if you loved me enough, you would just do this for me. Do it my way. You know, but a lot of times we got to remember that God's pretty smart. You know, when it comes to things like that, just because we think we know what we want, and just because we think we know what's best for us, God's a little bit smarter. And maybe, you know, for him to say no, it's not the fact that he doesn't love us. It's actually a statement that he loves us so much he's willing to help us to avoid the mistakes that our own kind of fallen nature might bring us to. And then that third temptation, you know, that third temptation of, you know, look out over it. All you have to do, you know, Satan is asking Jesus, all you have to do is bow down to me. And I will give you all of these things. I will give you everything that you see. Of course, you know, Satan at this point might not have been absolutely sure who Jesus was, but I mean, I think at one point Jesus kind of had to laugh to himself, and he probably would have, you know, or if it would have been me anyway, he probably would have gone, "It's all mine anyway. What are you really tempting me with here?" But like I said, Jesus was showing us those type of things, you know, showing us what to be on the lookout for. And really, what the devil was tempting Jesus and what he tempts us with is this idea that our happiness is going to lie in all of those things that the world can give us. You know, my happiness is going to be that I have the best job out there. My happiness is going to be that my house looks better than my neighbor's. You know, I'll be happy if I get the latest TV or if I have the best this or the best that. That's what's really going to make me happy. And that's a pretty big temptation. I know from time to time, you know, that's one of those things I think that all of us have to deal with. But the truth of and what Jesus was trying to get us to see in his refusal of that particular temptation is that, you know, God provides for us what, you know, where true happiness actually lies. And that's actually the fact that God loves us so deeply that he was willing to endure all of the things that he did for us. You know, the devil wants us to try to fool us to push past those things that are going to be challenging in our lives to do what's easy. And usually it ends up to be those things that end up being, well, I'm going to do it all for me. I'm the only one that matters. You know, and unfortunately, in our country, you know, in a country where, you know, I set my own destiny. If I strap on my boots and I work really hard, everything is mine. I can rule the world. You know, I can rule my world. It's one of those temptations that we have to fight with. But what we see Jesus showing us today is that, you know what, it'll go a lot easier if, you know, we learn simple lessons like, you know, we're probably going to do better praying for other people. At least I've learned that over my life. I found that, you know, when I pray for myself, I get kind of mixed results. But when I start praying for others, that's when I can see God really doing that work. And that, you know, when I try not to put conditions on God's love for me, when I'm willing to just let him love me and to try to do the best I can to return, that's when the neat things happen. That's when God really presents himself. And then when I find that it's that relationship in trying to follow what he gave me, the advice that God gave us through Jesus and through all of the holy men and women who have come before us, that life gets a lot better. You know, and when I start thinking about what it is that we're doing over this course of Lent, you know, all of the things that we're practicing with, I kind of remember, does anybody remember the Bill Murray movie, you know, where he kind of plays a crazy guy, and one of the things that he's always saying is, you know, we have to do baby steps. You know, what about Bill was the name of the movie. What are you doing, Bob? Or what about Bob? I'm sorry, not Bill. Alrighty, thanks. But, you know, he's always doing, well, what are you doing? Baby steps, baby steps, baby steps. And really, that's kind of what we're doing in Lent, is we're learning, you know, the things that we give up, the things that we take on, is we're taking those baby steps to show us that if we ask for God's help, and it's not about, you know, feeling doom and gloom about all the things we're doing, it's about teaching ourselves to be able to say, you know, like when we come to those things that we've given up, you know, when we reach for whatever it is we've given up, or when we, you know, do the extra things, is that it gives us an opportunity to say thank you for God, you know, for giving us the opportunity to do these things, and to ask his help to come through there, realize that, you know, by us giving up small things, we can appreciate more what God in the person of Jesus gave up for us, which was his very life. But it's in those baby steps, it's in those learning to do the small things. You know, it's one of those things, if you do, and if you show love in small places, if you do the right thing in small things, we're basically, it's like boot camp. We're training ourselves to see over these 40 days that if we allow God to love us and if we ask him to help us with the things we're challenged with, when the big things in life come around, when the really super challenging things hit us, we will have hopefully trained ourselves and got in the good habit of turning to God and asking for his help, rather than thinking that, you know, we have to do it all ourselves. And if we can learn those small lessons, take those baby steps over, you know, in Lent, it can mean a lot to us down the road when life is really challenging us. You know, so let's think about it. You know, what are those things, what are those small things, those little things that we're doing for Lent? Let's kind of pray that the things that we learn over the course of these 40 days are the type of things that can help us when the big stuff happens, that can help us, you know, when we really need it. Why? Because we've allowed God into our lives in the small places. When the big stuff happens, he'll be there for us.